Welcome back to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. We finished today's show in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, where over the past few decades, the resort has quietly become a destination for its thriving restaurant scene. That, plus its alluring and pristine coastal amenities, mean Rehoboth often attracts a much more metropolitan visitor than some of its neighboring resorts. But while a visit in July may make you think that Rehoboth is a very wealthy region, a drive around town in January will tell a different story. Rehoboth is no different than many of our other coastal communities in that the seasonal nature of the economy means many people are without work in the off-season. And where there is little work, there is often a growing number of people in need. In fact, Sussex is considered the poorest county in the entire state. In 2012, the poverty rate in Sussex County was almost 14%, which is just below the national average, but still means that almost 27,000 people were living on the wrong side of the poverty line. Amongst children under age 18, however, the poverty rate was at 24%. So you have a growing number of people in need, living in close proximity to some of the most talented chefs in the country, which takes us to the Rehoboth Convention Center at the second annual Taste of Rehoboth event last week. It's a fundraiser for the Delaware Food Bank put on by the Rehoboth Inspired Chefs Initiative, which is a group of talented chefs that banded together to make a big difference in the community. Gretchen Hansen is the executive chef at Hobo's Restaurant. She and Blue Moon chef Megan Gardner came up with the idea.
It was actually my idea. Meg and I were at a meeting for Meals on Wheels, and we were talking about doing a chef's calendar, which actually just came to fruition today.
Dig it.
It just launched, our Naked Chef's Calendar. We're talking about doing a chef's calendar with chefs' recipes, et cetera, et cetera. And we had like all these great ideas, and I turned to her and I said, Meg, let's do this ourselves. And she's like, I'm on it. So literally 10 days later, Jay, Hari, Lion, Meg, Danielle, myself, met on the roof of Cabo at that time, and that's when the planning started, and that was 2 years ago, nice. And it's been brilliant ever since. Yeah. It's been absolutely amazing.
When you came up with this idea, you know, and of course you want to make an impact in the community and you want to raise awareness about the issue of poverty and the issue of hunger in this small beach community. As you look at it now, 2 years in, to events like this, has it surpassed, you know, what you thought it could turn into as far as the checks you're writing or the impact it's made in the community?
We've done events that have raised a lot of money, like the last two Taste of Rehoboth events have raised a ton of money. I mean, last year, I think we raised over $35,000, and who knows what the number is going to be this year. The tally is still coming in, and it looks brilliant. I'm very, very pleased. But we looked at what we could do, and we have lofty plans. We have a community garden planned. We have education programs planned. I mean, there's so many things that we want to do. We're just in our infancy. We believe that we can do so much more. We've done two Spring into Action events where we really try to focus on children and families and young families and talking about what we can do and trying to get the education level to young kids. Mm-hmm. We've done two Taste of Rehoboth events, which, let's face it, I mean, we're chefs. We throw in events every single day. How could this not be successful? Right. So what we've done, I think, takes all our skill set and makes it launch into something brilliant and amazing. And if you look at the talent that's contained in this group, now we have Ginger from Mix, and we have Chris from Jam, and we have so many people to the front of this committed group, core group of chefs that really believe in the concept of what we're doing, which is to raise awareness for food-related charities.
Harry Cameron is the executive chef and owner of Amuse Restaurant in Rehoboth. He says each event is focused toward a different food-based charity. But on this night, he was excited to tell me about how the money that was raised will help the Delaware Food Bank continue its significant community effort.
Delaware Food Bank is such a great organization. They not only go out and feed Delaware residents, but they also have a culinary program where they teach different people how to cook and how to find jobs in the culinary field. So it's such a great organization. It feeds so many people, and I think it's great when chefs can feed people in other ways, just not in our restaurant, but kind of giving food and knowledge to the people who need it.
It's interesting because so many people in this community like to go out to eat, but then when it comes to charitable organizations like the Delaware Food Bank, sometimes there's a disconnect between the social aspects of getting a meal and then the dire need for some people of not knowing where their next meal is going to come from. And I thought it was interesting how you tied the two together, a nice evening out, benefiting people who are fighting for their next meal.
We're in the hospitality industry, and hospitality is all about giving people a good time. And when we get together, it's kind of like we all have our own idea of how our event should be run, and with all of our ideas. And it's really great that we put together an event and the whole community comes out and supports. And it is a great time. You know, the food was delicious. There was great entertainment. And it's neat how people can come together to have a great time. But really, the money we raise helps so many people.
And, you know, of course, the supply and demand of what's going on in food banks. You know, you look and more people who used to donate to food banks and to homeless shelters are now finding themselves in line for the food banks. Talk about the impact that you feel like this event or this organization has helped make for the Delaware Food Bank.
Yeah, there are so many people in all walks of life who this organization benefits. It's one of these things where it really touches everybody. You know, everybody, you know, luckily we're able to use our pooled resources and what we have good to help so many people who don't have.
And it's not just supplies that this money will buy. It's going to fund culinary programs that will teach people how to cook and how to get into the restaurant business. Chef Jay Caputo owns Espuma Restaurant in Rehoboth and Rose and Crown in Lewis. He says it's all about the hand up and not the hand out.
It's the whole, you know, give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Mm-hmm. Teach a man a fish, you feed him for a lifetime. So the food bank has been great in the way that they built their program in Milford. You know, they've always had a school, not always, but they've had a school in northern Delaware for a long time, and they just built this facility in Milford. That's Sussex County, and, you know, it's in our neck of the woods. And raising money to help them, yeah, we also had a canned food drive where people bring a lot of canned goods, and that's amazing. But the dollars actually go to put people into this culinary program. I have a kid who graduated in May from the Food Bank Culinary Program, and he's one of my line cooks at Espuma now. Like, this kid put forth the effort to change his life. You know, a lot of the kids in that program, and they're not just kids, they're people who, you know, may have done something bad in their past and are trying to get re-entered into society, and we're trying to give them a second chance and, you know, become a positive force in their lives.
Right. You know, so many people in Rehoboth during the summer, they see the quaint boutiques, the upscale restaurants, they don't necessarily see the Rehoboth that occurs and exists, you know, in the off season.
Right.
I mean, joblessness is a rampant problem. Poverty is a growing problem. So this effort tonight seems to try and educate people that are coming here that might be here for the summer, to educate them about a greater problem that exists in this community year round.
Well, people constantly talk about how Rehoboth has become a more year-round community, and it has. I mean, it definitely has. You know, I remember when I was a kid coming down here, driving through cornfields, and, you know, there were two traffic lights and things like that. But you do see a vast difference in the economy in the summer versus the winter. And we live here year-round. You know, these problems affect us all year, and we try really hard to maximize the dollars we make in the summer so we can provide jobs for people all year. And, you know, it can be challenging. And so events like this help bring attention to Rehoboth, you know, keep Rehoboth in people's minds. You know, we want people coming down here in, you know, November, December, January, when you may not necessarily think of going to the beach, but, I mean, it's a great town all year. I mean, to drive down Rehoboth Avenue in December and see the Christmas lights and, you know, things like that, and come down, spend, you know, your dollars in the local restaurants and the shop, you know, go Christmas shopping and stuff. You know, the way we think about it is, like, don't get me wrong, the outlets are great. You know, everybody loves a bargain. But very few of those dollars are getting reintroduced into our community. And the dollars you spend in the towns, in Lewis, in Bethany, in Fenwick, in Rehoboth, in Millsboro, in Milton, really stay in the community. Yeah. And that's what we want, and that's how we can, you know, affect change over the long term. You know, one person, one dinner at a time. That's what we talk about in the restaurants. It's like, we're looking to make a new regular guest, one dinner at a time, one plate at a time. And you start it small to build it huge.
And while that desire to make an impact in a community through food may seem like a very duplicable concept, Gretchen Hansen says the Rehoboth Inspired Chefs Initiative is extremely unique.
And when I had this vision, this dream of what we could do, we're the only group in the United States that actually has come together without competition, without throwdowns, without, you know, like beating each other up to like be the best. We're the only group in the United States that has come together to believe in something about making a community better than it was before. And I think that our potential is endless. Yeah. And I think that's where it just starts.
And while the Taste of Rehoboth was a smashing success that raised thousands of dollars for the Delaware Food Bank, there was a noticeable hint of sadness in the room that night. And that's because Delaware recently lost not only one of its most influential and talented chefs, but also one of its most respected and revered residents. Matt Haley was the owner of 8 restaurants in Delaware and more than 20 businesses. He was known for being a gracious philanthropist and an inspirational public speaker, just as much as he was for being a forward-thinking businessman and a top-notch chef. His global efforts of goodwill won him the 2014 James Beard Foundation Humanitarian of the Year Award. But on August 19th, Matt Haley died from injuries he sustained from a motorcycle accident while on a humanitarian mission in India. Here's a clip from a chat Matt Haley gave at a TEDx local event in Wilmington just weeks before his death.
So from food, I realized that there's not a lot of similarities. It's turmeric one place, it's paprika in another, and they just cut things differently. Sometimes it's cooked on a high heat, sometimes on a low heat. But then I realized, man, this is the same with people. You know, I realized that people all over the world are the same. You know, we just want to think they're different. You know, I want to separate myself from you, especially the way I was raised and the way I thought. I want to separate myself with you. I don't want you to love me. I don't want you to care about me, and I definitely don't want to think I'm like you. You know, because if you're like me, then you're definitely crazy. Yeah. So, you know, it was amazing. You know, it was just amazing experience for me. You know, amazing experience for me for travel, adventure. And today it's escalated into situations that I love to be involved in. And in my travels, we ended up being involved with efforts from, you know, just, you know, helping women out of bonded labor to being highly involved with human trafficking. And I get to say probably one of the better stories in my life. And I don't really care if you hear it or not. It doesn't matter because it's my personal story. But sitting on the Indo-Nepali border in a shack with a 12-year-old girl that works 16 hours a day and gets raped 5 nights a week and is in transition, I've had to feed a girl like that because she couldn't lift her arms to her mouth. And it was one of the greatest experiences I've ever had in my life in a horrific situation. It ended up being one of the greatest situations in my life. And it taught me and was the base for teaching me everything I know today about love and compassion and understanding and being involved with people. And more importantly, understanding that it's not just happening there, it's happening here too. So by traveling, it forced me back here, and I could talk to you for another half an hour, but I won't, about the connection from a girl or a boy, young or old, black or white, 10, 15, 12,000 miles away, and how the significance and the connection is still working here in our own state, which I love very much and I'm very proud to be a part of.
Back at the Taste of Rehoboth event, all 3 chefs I spoke with earlier paid homage to Matt Haley. Here's Hari Cameron from a Muse restaurant, followed by Jay Caputo from Espuma and Rosencrown.
Each chef in this community, it's a very tight-knit community, we're all personally involved with Matt, and his spirit, his giving spirit, his charitable works definitely live on. And it's such a sad, tragic accident, but through these type of events, you know, his spirit lives on in the community, and you know, his restaurants were here today, and if he was here, he would be so happy and proud of the efforts put forth. So it's kind of, it's a sad thing, but in his giving spirit, his charitable spirit, we'll live on in Rehoboth and we'll live on in Southern Delaware.
Matt set a very good example for, you know, restaurateurs and business people to follow. You know, he was down on his luck, you know, in his life, you know, maybe 20, 30 years ago. He was an addict. He pulled himself out of that. He was in prison. Matt and I got to be good friends. Then we got to, you know, we had a falling out, and then we got back together and we realized, you know, why have these differences, you know? I mean, we're really friends. And so we put it back together, and he is inspirational. You know, I mean, I do my own work, you know, with charities, and I have charities that are special to me. But Matt really went above and beyond, and you know, the people that work for him really loved him, and you know, he was so well respected in the community, and I appreciate what the global vision that he brought to Southern Delaware. And I think events like this, you know, people hear little stories Mike Dickinson told on stage, you know, that they don't know, and you know, maybe it inspires one person, you know, and that's good enough, you know. Change can only happen, you know, and it starts small and then it's a snowball and gets going. So Matt was great for our area, and he will be sorely missed for a long time.
Well, losing Matt Haley was more than losing one of our own. It's losing one of our own in the sense that we're creating a world that Matt Haley just envisioned. And I think, I really, really believe that what Matt Haley envisioned is just beginning. And I think that we can carry this legacy forward. He believed in lifting people up and making them believe that they can be better than they are. Matt Haley is an example of that. Matt Haley was my friend and the friend of almost everyone in this room. I don't think I'm special. I think Matt Haley was special. I think that he made people believe that they were better than they were. And I believe that even though he wasn't a part of the Ricky group, he embodied what we are looking forward to, which is to take people like the kids in these programs, to take them and make them believe that they can do more than they thought they could before. We're in an environment, we're in a community that has a lot of depression, a lot of economic depression in it. And I believe that we can do better than we're doing now. We can do better in so many ways. And we can make things better for that world, for our community.
While the community mourns the loss of one of its most influential people, Gretchen Hansen says the spirit of Matt Haley is everywhere, not only in coastal Delaware, but all around the world, from India and Nepal to Sussex County. But she shared with me one Matt Haley vision and effort in particular that she says she is committed to ensuring comes to fruition in the very near future.
Matt Haley texted me as he got on the plane to India that he wanted to start something with work release people to do a program in the prison. And that was his last text to me as he got on the plane. And he said to me, he says, I'll call you on September 15th when I get back. So there's so much room and there's so much movement for what we can do and what we're capable of. What we've done so far is spectacular. What we can do is even more.
To learn more about the Rehoboth-inspired Chefs Initiative or the Celebration of Life service that will be held in memory of Matt Haley on September 28th at the Freeman Stage in Selbyville, click to our website, wamucoast.org. I'm Brian Rousseau. We'll end today's show with a few more words of wisdom from Matt Haley.
There was a 14-year-old girl that lived in Newark, and she read an article about me, and she wanted to meet me. And I was speaking at the food bank, so I said, bring her down, and I'll meet with her. And I met with her, I spoke, I sat back down. She gave me energy and inspired me to speak that day. Her mother died 2 weeks ago. She was born without an anus. She has a colostomy bag. She gets picked on in school every day and she doesn't want to live, but she realized through an article that she wanted to cook. So she came down yesterday, I met with her, and after talking to her and sitting down and having lunch with her, I realized she'd never been to the beach. So I told her CPS worker and I told my assistant to cancel the rest of the day. I was taking her to the beach. And she was willing to go to the beach with me. She took a risk to come to the beach with me, and she came to the beach with me, and she walked up over a dune and saw the water for the first time in her life. She breathed and started to cry, and I realized, man, do I have a purpose in life.